Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Milwaukee Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Solly Drake. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting third. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim King. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Frank Kellard. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hobie Landreth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Jones. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Sam Jones. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Burdett. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Lou Burdett. And now, play ball. Solly Drake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drake hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Hook reaches second base with a double. Drake moves to third. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Drake scores. Hook moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hook scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a fly ball into center field. Drake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Kellard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellard bunts towards the mound. Burdett fields it and throws to first for the out. King moves to second. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is walked intentionally. Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Solly Drake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drake is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Drake hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops it up and throws to first, with Burdette covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a fly ball into center field. Drake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Burdette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdette hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kellert scoops it up and throws to first, with Jones covering, for the out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Connell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. King hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. King reaches second base with a double. Morin goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Cubs. Taylor Phillips now pitching. Frank Kellert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellert is 0-for-0 in the game. Kellert hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops it up and throws to first, with Phillips covering, for the out. King moves to third. Two outs. Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-1 in the game. Logan takes first base on ball 4. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Landreth. Logan moves to second. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aaron bunts towards the mound. Jones fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Logan moves to third. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Aaron moves to second. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Adcock strikes out. 1 out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 1 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Solly Drake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drake is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Drake bunts towards third. Matthews picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Matthews. Drake moves to second. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hoke bunts towards first. Adcock scoops it up and throws to first, with O'Connell covering, for the out. Drake moves to third. 1 out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Drake tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 4 to nothing, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a pop-up towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 1 in the game. Crandall hits a fly ball into left field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chuck Tanner pinch hits for Taylor Phillips. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Jack Dittmer pinch hits for Danny O'Connell. Jack Dittmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Dittmer now playing second base. Bob Trowbridge now pitching. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. King hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Kellard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellard is 0 for 1 in the game. Kellard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Logan is hit by the pitch. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Aaron hits a fly ball into center field. Drake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mathews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kellert fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-2 in the game. Adcock takes first base on ball 4. Mathews moves to second. Wes Covington pinch hits for Bobby Thompson. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko now playing left field. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Landreth hits a fly ball into left field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Solly Drake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drake is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Drake hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Drake. The throw from Crandall and he is safe. Drake steals second. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hoke takes first base on ball 4. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Baker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-2 in the game. Bruton hits a fly ball into left field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-2 in the game. Crandall takes first base on ball 4. Frank Torre pinch hits for Bob Trowbridge. Jim Davis now pitching. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre takes first base on ball 4. Crandall moves to second. Jim Pendleton pinch hits for Jack Dittmer. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Logan takes first base on ball 4. Crandall moves to third. Torre moves to second. Turk Lown now pitching. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Aaron hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Landreth fields it and tags Crandall for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Sleater now pitching. Jim Pendleton now playing second base. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morin strikes out. Two outs. Pete Wisenant pinch hits for Jim King. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Pete Wisenant now playing left field. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Mathews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mathews moves to second. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mathews scores. Adcock moves to second. It's 4-1, Cubs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 3 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker misplays the ball. That's an error on Baker. Adcock moves to third. Pafko moves to second. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to second for the out. Adcock scores. Pafko moves to third. One out. It's 4-2, Cubs. Toby Atwell pinch hits for loose leader. Felix Mantilla pinch runs for Dale Crandall. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pafko scores. Mantilla moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-3, Cubs. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Pendleton hits a fly ball into center field. Drake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Del Rice now catching. Ray Crone now pitching. Frank Kellert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellert is 0 for 2 in the game. Kellert hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mathews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pendleton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Turk Lown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Logan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 4, Braves, 4. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Lown, and towards Baker, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mathews strikes out. Landreth drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Mathews out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adcock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pafko hits a fly ball into center field. Drake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Solly Drake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drake is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Drake hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Drake reaches second base with a double. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hoke for the out. Drake moves to third. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Drake tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 5-4, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Banks. The throw from Rice and he is out, Logan applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 4 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Brosnan now pitching. Del Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bruton. The throw from Landreth and he is out, Banks applying the tag. One out. Del Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Hirsch pinch hits for Ray Crone. Earl Hirsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hirsch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Milwaukee Braves, 4. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.